Everybody for having me here. Let's talk about FlexAlgo, which is an extension to ISIS and OSPF and makes use of segment routing for lightweight traffic engineering. So in segment routing, there's a prefix segment. So the prefix segment follows the least cost path from its ingress to egress. So an intra-domain gateway protocol calculates the least cost path for this prefix segment. So now what a network operator can do is he can configure multiple prefix segments ending on the same node. And then use FlexAlgo to influence how IGP calculates the least cost path from each of these segments. So therefore, now you can see that each prefix segment can have its own path from ingress. So it can traverse a unique set of links. So and what type of calculation should be used for the path computation. For example, the well-known calculation type is SPF, which is shortest path first. And what kind of constraints should be used for calculating the path? And all this flex algorithm definition is identified using an identifier and advertised in ISIS or OSPF. So now a segment endpoint advertises multiple prefix segments associated with each one with a FAD. So, and also each node advertises which flex algorithms it participates in. So in a network, a single node can participate in one or more flex algorithms. So once the flex algorithm definition is in place and also prefix segment for each flex algorithm is in place, then each node calculates multiple least cost paths to the segment endpoint. So once each for each FAD or the prefix segment. So now we have the least cost path that can traverse a unique set of links. So let us see what are the popular use cases where FlexAlgo can be used. The first one we will see low latency and high bandwidth paths. So let us take a use case here. So R1, R2, R3, and R4. So all the flows supposed to follow the lowest latency path available. So but there is some high bandwidth flows, they must avoid 10 gig links. So here this red link is a 10 gig link, whereas all the green links are 100 gig links. So a traffic that is going from R1 to R4, all the traffic should follow low latency path, so R1 to R4 directly, because that is the lowest latency path. Whereas high bandwidth traffic should not use this R1 to R4 link because that's a 10 gig link. So let's see some details of how the network, the metrics are assigned and how the administrative groups are assigned in this example network. So we can see that IGP metric is 400 on the R1 to R3, R3 to R4, and R2 to R4 links. All the green links are 400 metric, and the R1 to R4 link is the IGP metric is 300. And similarly, the TE metric is also congruent to IGP metric in this example. And then there are administrative groups associated with the links. So all the 100 gig links are blue links, and the 10 gig link is a red link. So let us see how to define FlexAlgo definitions to satisfy the use case that we are looking for. So we have two FlexAlgos here. One is a low latency FlexAlgo, and then another is a high bandwidth FlexAlgo. So for the low latency FAT, we have metric type as IGP metric, calculation type is SPF, and then constraint is include all links. The second FAD is a high bandwidth FAD. This has a metric type of IGP again and calculation type of SPF, but it has a constraint exclude red links. So how does the solution work end to end? So R4, so let's see how to select low latency and a two separate paths. That is, one is low latency and another is high bandwidth for the destination R4. So for R4, R4 advertises segment A. So the segment A is associated with low latency FAD, and R4 also advertises another segment, which is segment B, and then it associates it with high bandwidth FAD. So R1 calculates the least cost path to segment A. So the least cost path from R1 to R4's next hop is R4 on that R1 R4 link. So because for the FAD for low latency, all the links will appear in the topology. So it will calculate the lowest cost path to R4, which is via R1 to R4 through the red link. Now R1 also calculates another path to segment B. And so this segment B is, next hop is ECMP from R1 to R2 to R4 and R1 to R3 to R4. So because in the second FlexAlgo, the red link will not appear because that has been excluded from the FlexAlgo definition. So the path from R1 to R4 would follow the green links. So that's how we get multiple paths, low latency and high bandwidth paths using FlexAlgo. Let's now see another use case, which is path diversity. So let's say the requirement here in this case is we have red flows that should traverse red links and no others. So the example topology is as shown here on the right. R1 to R2, R2 to R4 are red links. R1 to R3, R3 to R4 are blue links. And there is a second flow, which is an orange flow. And the rule for this orange flow is it has to prefer red links. And if there is a failure, it can fail over to blue links. So we have a third flow, which is blue flow. So these traffic flow should traverse only blue links. And if there's a failure, traffic would drop. It would never go on the red links. And we have a yellow flow that prefers blue links, but if there is a failure, it will fail over to the red links. So let us see using FlexAlgo how this can be achieved. So we have two kinds of metric, IGP metric and TE metric, and we have administrative groups. So the IGP metrics, the red links have 200 and the blue links have 400. Go back to the picture. So IGP metric for red links is 200 and the blue links is 400. Similarly, the TE metric is 200 for the blue links and 400 for the red links. And then the administrative groups have been assigned as shown. All the red links will have red administrative groups and the blue links have the blue administrative group associated with them. So once these link attributes get associated, so the link attributes will get advertised in ISIS or OSPF. So now we have FlexAlgo, we have defined four flex algos, red, orange, blue, and yellow. So red and orange use IGP as the metric type. The red flex algo has exclude blue links, whereas the orange flex algo has the constraint include all the links. Similarly, the blue flex algo has a metric type of TE metric, calculation type of SPF, and then it has constraints that exclude red links. And then there we have yellow flex algo, which uses metric type as TE metric and calculation type as SPF. And then it has include all constraint. So now let's see how can we get this use case satisfied. So we're taking the same use case. Traffic is flowing from R1 to R4. And then we have this red, orange, yellow, and blue flex algos defined. So R4 advertises four prefix segments. Segment A is associated with red, B is associated with orange, C with blue, and then D with yellow. And now, based on the flex algo definition, R1 calculates four different paths to each of these prefix segments. So the first one, R1 to R4, we can see the red and the orange. So they both use IGP metric as the metric type. Let's first see the red prefix segment for segment A, which is for the red flex algo. So for this one, the next hop is R2 because it uses only red links and it doesn't even see blue links. And uses R1 to R2 as its next stop to reach R4. And there is no failover. In case R1 to R2 link fails or R2 to R4 link fails, traffic would drop. There is no failover because the traffic is restricted to flow on blue links. And then we have another prefix segment, B, which is orange, flex algo. And this has, it uses IGP metric, but it includes all the links. So the entire topology is visible to this flex algo. So R1 to R4, you would see the path is from R1 to R2, R2 to R4 for the orange flex algo. And if there is a failure from on R1 to R2 link or R2 to R4 link, it would choose the path via this dotted orange line, which is from R1 to R3 to R4. And similar, we can see that for the blue and the yellow flex algo, we could see that a similar behavior, but whereas it uses TE metric, so you would see for the blue flex algo, the path from R1 to R4 is R1 via the blue links because the TE metric is lower on these blue links. And then the blue flex algo, there is no failover. The next prefix segment D for the yellow flex algo that uses TE metric as well. So the primary path is from R1 to R3 to R4. But if there is a failure on R1 to R3 link or R3 to R4 link, then it uses the dotted yellow line, that is R1 to R2 to R4 as its failover path. So flex algo is a very powerful feature. So many networks only require a very coarse grain TE. And as in the use cases described above, flex algo solves these use cases in a very easy way, just using IGP extensions. So, and also another advantage is that the same solution could probably be achieved with segment routing TE by stacking a number of labels. But then the advantage with flex algo is that you could achieve the same thing with the single segment. And there is no need to specify TE policy on a controller or do any kind of head-end computation. The paths are computed in IGP itself. And this is operationally very simple because the flex algo definitions have to be configured just on one or two nodes and not necessarily on every node in the network. Another advantage of flex, this is also that, so in this presentation, we saw mostly the examples that used MPLS labels. But because this flex algo uses just the IGP extensions, this can be extended and used only for IP networks, like where there is no MPLS, you could achieve traffic engineering just in IP networks as well, in IPv4 as well as IPv6 networks. So that's pretty much I had. Any questions?
Yeah, thank you for your talk. Unfortunately, we had sound issues again during the first minute or two. We hope to fix it in the recording. Otherwise, we might do a voiceover with it or have a look at it. I haven't collected any questions yet, but I think they will come in soon. According to the chat, the people liked your talk. There are a lot of clapping hands coming up now. And let's see if they've got any questions. Not yet. No, not really. Probably they will have to think about it again, about the benefits of using it. Ah, now they've got the first. Can I contact you after the recording for question, as it was sadly incomplete? Yeah, I said the first 2 minutes were missing again. Are you open for questions later on?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
How complicated is it to integrate into a running network, so to make the switch?
In a running network, so you will have to enable flex algo on you have to upgrade your routers, because this is based on IGP and the SPF computation happens on every node. So if you want all the nodes to participate in your flex algo, all those nodes have to be upgraded that support this flex algo feature. And once you've done that, let's say if you have existing metric configuration and existing admin color configurations, all those will be reused. All you need to do is choose one or two routers and define your flex algo definition, and then you're good to go.
Is it possible to run it parallel to LDP RSVP? So is it capable to coexist with these protocols?
Yes, definitely. It can coexist with LDP and RSVP as well.
Okay. So I think that's all we got for questions now. Thank you very much for your talk. Have a great time at DNOC, and see you soon.